dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on today's program. It's a Friday before Christmas. 1 week from today, most of the presents will be open, Tony. Most of them.
Love presents. Love presents. Great time of year. Great to have you along with us on the Doug and Danny Show. Think you're going to enjoy today's show because at the bottom of the hour, Tim Griffin, ESPN.com. He's been to the Big 12 long time. He knows the ins and outs, and he's going to give you a bull preview of what he believes will go on this bowl season. So look forward to that. Also, it's championship weekend. Sioux Falls, Lindenwood, Missouri, and NAIA. The Division III final in Salem, Virginia, faces Mount Union out of Ohio versus Wisconsin Whitewater.
Woo!
In the football championship subdivision. All right, that's one double A. Why do we have to? Why do we have to change that? Do they? You know, it's kind of like there were juniors and there were midgets in Legion baseball. Now they're seniors and juniors because we hurt midgets' feelings. Come on, seriously. Seriously, did we hurt a lot of midgets' feelings? Seriously. It's one double A. That championship game, Montana 14-0, Villanova 13-1.
The college football bowl season begins this weekend as well, and Daddy will have his NFL and college selections later on in the program today. By the way, Tony, according to the folks at Vegas Insider, Montana opened, you know, the suggested line was Montana by 4. Villanova's favored by 2.5.
Ooh.
Ding, ding. Fresno State and Wyoming, the first bowl game of the year. We've got it for you tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff right here on ESPN Radio. And Fresno is now favored by 11. Also, tomorrow night, Central Florida plays Rutgers. And then Sunday, Middle Tennessee State takes on Southern Mississippi. So don't forget to get their, you know, your bowl challenge sheets in if you're
those last two are still about 3 points.
Rutgers is 3, 2.5, and Southern Miss is 3.5. So there you go. Also tomorrow night here on ESPN, the Cowboys and the Saints in NFL football. Dallas Clark, really killing me, Dallas Clark. I'm already down 28 going into the semifinals this weekend. That's right. Already down 28. Nice night, Tool.
Why don't they realize they've got to get you can't put a linebacker on him. You got to. Did they not watch Bo Pelini? They got to play dime with the Colts. You got to bring in more cornerbacks and safeties that can run with these guys. Dallas Clark scores early. He scores often every stinking week. They just destroy. You think that's going to be a shootout last night? No, I thought if Jacksonville is going to be in the ball game, they can't be in a shootout with Indianapolis, with their quarterback, with their receivers. Marcus Sims Walker, they've got one receiver. They've got a great running back.
Or Mike. That's okay.
Mike, Michael, whatever you want to call him.
Marcus.
Whatever.
Dick. Maurice.
Some people call him Space Cowboy.
Julio.
So they go out and get in a shootout, had to win the game. You get tired of these people that have to win the games that never win the games, like Dallas tomorrow night. They've got to win the game. You know, they're not going to win the game. It's December. Tony Romo's your quarterback. Enough said.
Okay, all right. Okay. Not much excitement last night at the NCAA Final Four in volleyball. Texas crushes Minnesota 25-19, 20-15. Hawaii took the first set from Penn State, but then Penn State rolled the next three sets. The Nittany Lions have won 101 consecutive volleyball matches. And remember, Nebraska had them down in the national finals or national semifinals last year. And ended up losing in the tough fifth set. Coach Russ Rose's 1,000th victory. 1,000. And they've got 37 this year. It's 101 in 3 years without getting beat. It takes a while to get to 1,000, right?
Yeah, how many years, does it say how many years he's been around?
National championship game is set for tomorrow in Tampa. There's a new head football coach at Dana College. His name is Jason Shoemaker. Dana has not been doing very well lately, 19-46 in the last six seasons. They went 0-11 last year. He played his football at Kansas and had been the offensive coordinator and recruiting coordinator the last 2 years at the University of St. Mary. Tri-City Storm is at home the next two nights. They'll be taking on Waterloo tonight, Green Bay tomorrow. Both games are at 7:05 at the Viero Event Center. Tomorrow night's game you can hear on 98.9 Classic Hits, KKPR. So sports going on all weekend long, basketball, wrestling, hockey, college football, NFL football. It should be exciting as we bring all that to you tomorrow on 98.9 as far as Tri-City Storm goes. Derek, your thoughts on the weekend of Storm hockey?
Should be a good weekend. Waterloo, excuse me, Waterloo, a pretty good team. Come out and see them tonight if you can't make it out tonight. Green Bay tomorrow. Green Bay was the team last year that was really improved from the year before, and they're still pretty good this year. So should be a good slate of games this weekend. Storm need a couple of wins. Keep it up in the standings there.
Storm getting it back together.
They are. They're getting it back together. They picked up 4 points last weekend with a couple of wins. So they're right there.
Let's give away a pair of tickets. You can pick. You want to go tonight? You want to go tomorrow? We're going to give you a pair of tickets, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. All you have to tell me is how many more times in the regular season the Storm play Omaha. How many more times this season do the Tri-City Storm play the Omaha Lancers? First correct caller at 888-455-3776 gets a pair of tickets. You can go tonight or you can go tomorrow. And by the way, congratulations to all the graduates at the University of Nebraska at Kearney today. All the college graduates, UNL, Hastings, everybody that's moving on. Good luck.
Go to grad school.
Make mom and dad pay for lunch today, folks, because that's about it. It's over. It's over.
Check into grad school. It's a lot better than what we're doing in the real world.
Oh, my goodness, goodness gracious. High school basketball going on tonight. We've got plenty of it on our network of stations. Derek, you know, whoever, if they take tonight, give away two for tomorrow or vice versa. Give away two pair of tickets because that's the way Derek rolls. He likes to have people come out to the hockey game. High school hoops tonight on ESPN 1460, Grand Island at Kearney on ESPN 1550, Ord is at Adams Central on 98.9 KKPR-FM. Elm Creek is at Kearney Catholic. All the girls' games are at 6, the boys at 7:40. And on our sister station, the AM dial 1230 KHAS, Hastings Boys. We'll be at home tonight against Ralston. Tip-off scheduled for 7:15. The Flatwater Frankis third annual wrestling tournament gets underway this afternoon at the Heartland Events Center. Begins at 1 o'clock. Matches at 1, 2:30, 4, 6, and 7:30. And then it gets going again tomorrow morning with the final set for 3 o'clock, all at the Heartland Events Center. 20 teams are involved, including Grand Island, Northwest, Central Catholic, Kearney High, Hastings High, Adams Central, Aurora, North Platte. And those are just some of the schools right in the back door of the listening area here. Also, a couple of Kansas schools, some metro schools. There are going to be some good action going on over at the Heartland Events Center.
Slow it down for me now, Doug. If you're interested in seeing Kearney wrestle Grand Island, will that happen this weekend?
Depends how the brackets play out. They're not in the same pool today. It's pool action today and then the brackets tomorrow. I think there's a good chance.
Okay.
Of them meeting up. Hey, congratulations to John of Kearney. He is going tonight to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Jason of Kearney is going tomorrow. Storm play Omaha. How many times in the regular season remaining?
One more time. Good USHL scheduling.
Woo! Well, at least it's not 16 of the first 21 on the road. The UNK basketball teams are at UNO tonight, and then they're off until after the first of the year. Loper wrestling team going to have their hands full tomorrow, traveling to Lincoln to take on 6th-ranked Central Michigan and 12th-ranked Nebraska in a pair of duels. Hastings College basketball, the women are at Bethel College tomorrow. Where's that at?
Kansas.
Yay! What town?
Lynchburg?
No. Newton. I have no idea. And the Hastings men are at Peru State in Husker basketball, and you can hear both these games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska men will host Jackson State tomorrow night. Jackson State got beat last night by Tulsa. I think it was 92-39. Hey! Plenty of seats for the kids, folks. And then the 18th-ranked Nebraska women's basketball team will host 5th-ranked LSU on Sunday, also on the Breeze at 105. That could be a good one. Probably the best home game, well, definitely the best home game non-conference for the Huskers and the women so far this season.
Douglas, just getting back to last night's NFL matchup as I'm looking at some NFL stuff. The Jaguars take themselves out of playoff contention. Who's the team now that you look for to secure that sixth spot? It's basically down to the Ravens, Miami, the Jets. The Ravens are the obvious choice, and they're the best football team in that group, aren't they?
Well, it all comes down to their schedule.
Well, that's it does. Chicago, Pittsburgh, Oakland.
For the Ravens?
For the Ravens. That's the Ravens.
Chicago? At Chicago?
Yes. No, Chicago's at home this weekend.
Then Pittsburgh. Then Oakland. Okay. Who's Miami got?
Okay. We head to Miami. The last three games, Tennessee, Houston, Pittsburgh. Houston and Pittsburgh are at home.
Now, all those teams you said were 7-6?
Right.
Okay, and the Jets?
The J-E-T-S Jets, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Cincinnati.
Nighty-night Jets. Okay, we eliminate them. And you've got Pittsburgh and Houston both at 6-7. What's Houston got left?
Pittsburgh, or Houston, excuse me, has St. Louis, Miami, New England.
Ooh.
New England's at home. You know Pittsburgh?
No.
They're done.
No. Wow. Baltimore. Let's hope Baltimore. I think that's the best of those three teams. 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number to the Doug and Daddy Show. You can also email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy's got his NFL selections, and then we're going to get into the bowl season. Tim Griffin, the Big 12 beat writer for ESPN.com, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated. Your best bet for weekend food and fun. Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on Coast to Coast Racing. Afternoons and evenings from 11:25 a.m. daily. Plus, enjoy Keno, college bowls, NFL football, snacks, sandwiches, full menu dining and bar. Including the Prime Rib Weekend Special. Yours for the fun of it. Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight on our network of stations. On ESPN 1460, Grand Island is at Kearney. On ESPN 1550, Ord is at Adams Central. On 1230 KHAS, the Hastings High boys will take on Ralston at 7:15. And on 98.9 FM KKPR, Elm Creek is at Kearney Catholic. It's a Friday night full of basketball right here on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness at times through the day today. There's still a slight chance of some flurries early. Then could see a little patchy drizzle or freezing drizzle in pockets later on today with highs of 37. Northwest winds stay at 5 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. Christmas only 1 week away. So get your orders in for prime rib for the holidays from Troutman's Quality Meats. Located across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney, USDA certified boneless prime rib. They'll also season it for you. Just let Carrie know that when you order it. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef. They have 30 days minimum aged for peak flavor and tenderness on all their quality steaks. Meat makes a great gift for Christmas, so why not a gift card? They're available at Troutman's Quality Meats as well. Maybe they want to get a ham. Maybe they want to get some prime rib. Maybe some bacon. Maybe some snack sticks. What else? Maybe some cheese.
The bone-in ham, that's where the flavor arrives from.
Yeah. Watch the price on those things. They're very good. Very well priced. Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend. They'll custom package your selection of steaks or whatever combination you choose, creating an awesome gift for the meat lover on your list. Plus, Max Creek Wines from the winery and vineyard in Lexington, other domestic and imported wines to choose from as well. And how about the ultimate gift for your backyard chef? It's the amazing Green Mountain Grill.
Perfect opportunity. It's a new pellet grill. They've got everything you need. You got the pellets. They've got the grill. Send you home. You don't know what to get that husband? He loves to cook in the backyard, doesn't he? Duh. Talk to Kerry. He's got it for you.
Keeps him in the backyard, too. Hey, great stocking stuffers. How about some fresh summer sausage and snack sticks? Everybody enjoys that. They're open for your convenience right across from Bob's Superstore. It is Troutman's Quality Meats. Get your Christmas orders in today so they're ready to go for you. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy, what do you think about the Bulls so far? Are you going to watch anything this weekend?
Well, first of all, I think the first bowl is going to be very disappointing because I think Fresno State's just going to blast Wyoming right off the field. I don't think that one's going to be very close. The other two look to be real competitive. Probably a couple less known teams. You know, Rutgers kind of been on the scene for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, where Central Florida's maybe taking a back seat, and then Middle Tennessee State nobody really pays attention to from a national standpoint, facing Southern Mississippi. So, if you like to root for the underdogs as far as the names go, you'll root for Central Michigan and Middle Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, the games are on 1 in the afternoon tomorrow. Yeah, I'll check it out. You know, more interested probably, you know, when night comes about the NFL action going on. Of course, Saints and Cowboys tomorrow night and then all day Sunday.
The possibility of some exciting games before Christmas occur next Tuesday and Wednesday. BYU and Oregon State playing the Las Vegas Bowl. BYU making their fifth consecutive trip to the same bowl. Bleh! Bleh! How exciting is that? Here's a team people thought had a chance to be one of those BCS busters, and all of a sudden they're going to the same bowl for the fifth consecutive year, albeit it's in Las Vegas, and it's not on Christmas Eve. Then you've got Utah and California playing in the San Diego Poinsettia Bowl on December the 23rd. Utah playing in a BCS game and beating Alabama last year. Cal without Javad Best, it looks like. That concussion he sustained back in November, he's going to be out.
Still affecting him.
Yeah, so he's done. And then on Christmas Eve in Hawaii, Nevada and SMU playing in the Sheridan Hawaii Bowl. June Jones goes back to Hawaii after coaching them for so many years. He has SMU fairly quickly turned around and in this bowl game that could be really high scoring.
Well, it could be really high scoring, but most of the points will be scored by Nevada. I mean, Nevada should dismantle that team. They're a better football team than SMU is right now.
Okay, so that's your selection. There you go. Those are some of the games that are going to be going on before the Christmas holiday break. And then we get into Texas A&M and Georgia, the first Big 12 team to play in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport on the 28th. Nebraska, actually the second of the eight Big 12 teams to play in the Holiday Bowl. But the Holiday Bowl kind of gets its own stage there, get their own stage.
Doug, interesting on Fox Sports' site this morning, they had 10 intriguing bowl games that everybody would want to check out and watch. Right at the top of the list was Nebraska-Arizona.
ESPN.com, Mark Schlabaugh had them, I think, 11th. Let me double-check my list. But, yeah, 11th, because of the Ndamukong Suh factor, I think, is what a lot of people are looking at. So, yeah, 11th in the Holiday Bowl, and the Wildcats are playing some good football, coming off beating Southern Cal. Taking a look at what Pat Forty of ESPN.com has said. He says, who doesn't want to take another look at Ndamukong Suh after watching him toss Colt McCoy around like a fourth grader in the Big 12 title game? And the quarterback's merit watching, he says. Sophomore quarterback Nick Foles might be a rising star, while Nebraska's scatter-armed Zach Lee might throw a pass into the Pacific. Both teams came close to earning BCS bowl bids, but San Diego is not a bad consolation prize, especially if you're from Ogallala. Pat Forty on his national site said that. Not bad to get to go to San Diego. He says, expect a close one. Arizona has played 10 games decided by two scores or less, and Nebraska has played 8, including its past 7 games. A rematch of the 1998 Holiday Bowl won by Arizona 23-20.
Doug, any idea of former Florida State quarterback that's now the coach at Middle Tennessee State? When you're talking about these bowl games, a little trivia for you. Rick Stockstill. That's
never,
all right.
Never heard of him.
Well, Rick's got him heading in the right direction, 9-3.
Well, let's catch up with Tim Griffin of Big 12 Sports. He is covering the Big 12 for all the fine folks across the nation and across the world on ESPN.com. We'll take a break, talk about the Big 12, Turner Gill going to Kansas, some of the other coaching maneuvers, Dan Hawkins staying on at Colorado, how the Big 12 stacks up in the bowl games. It's all coming up after this.
'Twas the week before Christmas, so I headed to Lowe's. 20% off small appliances and vacuums to tie up with Bose.
Other stores, no such luck. Packed, crowded, and running amok.
While shopping at Lowe's, just what did I see? 10% off major appliances. Finally, something perfect for me.
I broke the bank and I'm missing a glove.
I found gift cards at Lowe's, which everyone loves.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid 12/17/09 through 12/24/09. Major appliance offers valid on in-stock and special order major appliances. Price $397 or more before taxes. See store for details while supplies last. U.S. stores only.
The cracked pipe inside the wall. The broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SERV-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry. You want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SERV-PRO. Fire and water, cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Temperatures are falling, and so is the price for the original SunHeat electronic infrared heater. For a limited time, own our most popular model, the SunHeat 1500 with an oak finish for just $449. When you buy direct at sunheat.com or receive a $50 instant rebate good at any authorized SunHeat dealer, dropping your price down to just $399. Don't wait until the snow flies. Get your SunHeat infrared heater today. Save money now and all winter long with safe, soft, comfortable SunHeat. For details, go to sunheat.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers, and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness at times through the day today. There's still a slight chance of some flurries early. Then could see a little patchy drizzle or freezing drizzle in pockets later on today with highs of 37. Northwest winds stay at 5 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, all the shows are up on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Stop by and enjoy their hospitality over the holidays and see some old friends. They're open all the time. Christmas Eve, open. Christmas Day, open. New Year's Eve, open, of course. New Year's Day, open. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, plus a great place to watch all of your NFL and College Bowl activities, Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Coming up, Tim Griffin going to join us from ESPN.com, talk Big 12 football and the bowl games that get underway tomorrow as well. We told you what's going on this weekend for UNK, Hastings College, and the Huskers. And again, tonight, kind of a quiet night, except on the local scene. So a chance to go out and watch some hockey or watch some basketball, catch some wrestling. That's what's going on this weekend as well. But you might be wanting to catch up on some Christmas shopping too, Daddy. And I'll tell you what, it looks good. It looks what's cooking.
They're located downtown on the Bricks, right between Brown Shoe Fit, Hoover's Jewelers. They've got it all, whether you're looking for all sizes, pots, pans, guaranteed for life, all-clad cookware. When you're looking for something cheaper, gadget section's great. Spoons, spatulas, grilling supplies, thermometers, onion savers, linens, washcloths, dishes, aprons, everything you could want. Specialty foods, including dips, jams, sauces, spices, Paula Deen collection, Stonewall Kitchens, Wind and Willows collection, butcher blocks, cookie sheets. Folks, the list goes on and on. If you haven't been down there to check out what's going on and look what's cooking, you're missing out. It's your kitchen accessory store. Check it out, www.lookwhatscooking.com. Click on the events calendar. Cooking classes going on all the time. They're there to help you. Check out Mike and the gang. Look What's Cooking. They're waiting for you this Christmas season.
Wishing you the best this holiday season. We are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday program, Tim Griffin from ESPN.com. Of course, if you're at all familiar with covering and keeping an eye on what's been going on in the Big 12 the last number of years, Tim's been on the scene for a long time, and we welcome him back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, we're geared up for the bowl season tomorrow. Fresno State, Wyoming, can you feel it, Tim?
Got to get my bowl pool in here in about 30 minutes. But yeah, I've actually got to make a pick in that game somewhere.
That's probably the. Are you going to post that online so everybody can cheat off you?
I did the Big 12 stuff. I figured that was the only games that people would think I'd have any immediate knowledge on. I'm just like the rest of the people as far as the other games. You know, your guess on Temple UCLA is as good as mine. but I always go, I guess, with against. The UCLA coach Rick Neuheis, I'll go with that Temple guy any day of the week if given the chance on that. But the bowl time is fun. Actually, it's been kind of slow here in San Antonio the last week or so. I've actually had to resort to watching some early season NBA games to get my sports fix.
Tim Griffin joins us from ESPN.com on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, early in the season, you placed a list out of great places to watch Big 12 football. Colorado topped that list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the reason why, it's almost, you know, the whole ambiance of going there. And I talk about going on the, you know, a pregame walk to Mill Street around the corner and having the opportunity to see the mountains in the background. You know, as far as football goes, just inside the stadium, it might not rank with Texas or it might not rank with Nebraska, but, you know, when you put the whole ambiance, and, you know, there's also something special, too. you know, it always reminds me of what bad shape I'm in, because they park us out in the middle of nowhere, and walking in that high altitude, the mile we have to go to get the stadium, always reminds me that, you know, maybe I'm not in quite the shape I am, but I look at the mountains and everything seems to be okay, and I seem to make it through the stadium okay. But, you know, like you said, though, there's some other places out there just from a strictly football-watching place. I think Kyle Field at Texas A&M is really special. I don't know if you guys have ever had the opportunity to watch, but the crowd stands throughout the game. They wave at the end of the third quarter. It's almost vertigo-producing in the stadium. And, you know, those are some kind of interesting places around the Big 12.
Okay, fair enough. We had some fun with it. We thought maybe there was a toke on a pipe or something when you were writing that.
Well, that might have been the case too. You know, that because I think you're more likely to get that at Boulder than any other place in the Big 12.
Tim Griffin joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Tim, before we jump into some of your picks and talking about the actual games, Turner Gill, the new hire at the University of Kansas, just kind of want to get your thoughts on that.
I think it's a great hire for Kansas. Turner obviously has paid his dues. I knew him well when he was on Tom Osborne's staff, and even as he worked with Frank Solich with the Cornhuskers in the early part of this decade. And then, you know, it impressed me taking that moribund program at Buffalo to where it eventually became a bowl team last year. I was very impressed with the ability that he had as far as making that program relevant there in the MAC. And the thing that impressed me more than anything else was I looked at his roster the other day, and I saw that he had 11 kids from Texas and 9 from Florida who were on that roster at Buffalo. And I'll tell you what, if you can recruit those kind of players to Buffalo, I know, no offense to Ted's Hot Dogs up there, which are pretty good, but that's about all that Buffalo would have going for it. If you can do that to Buffalo, I think he should have no trouble recruiting a lot of people from Texas and places like that going up to Kansas. And I think that's going to be critical for him to be successful. They're going to have to follow that same blueprint that Mark Mangino did, where you go out and get some of the under-recruited kids from Texas to go out and be key players. They did it with guys like Todd Reesing and Desmond Briscoe, Maxwell Onyebule. All those guys were under-recruited players who went up and blossomed at Kansas. I think Gill's going to have to do the same thing, but I think he's well-situated to really have that program up and running. I don't see anybody other than Nebraska being really set for the next few years in the Big 12 North, so I think Turner Gill can go out there and you know, be successful at that program. And who knows, if he's successful and if Bo Pelini should ever choose to go someplace else, I think he'd be an ideal hire for the Big Red.
Tim, obviously around here there's been a lot of talk lately about the Big Ten adding a team. One of those, you know, teams get mentioned from the Big 12, especially the Big 12 North, in Nebraska, Missouri. You see anybody leaving the Big 12 North?
Did you guys see that story that was in the Chicago paper yesterday where they actually talked that they might be willing to bring up to 5 teams to come in?
Huh.
I think if that's the case, I think the Big 12 likely will be a big target. I think they go to Rutgers first and, you know, look at the New York City metropolitan area, which never was very good for college sports to start with, I think. You know, then they'll look at Syracuse and Pittsburgh, although those are areas that are already served. And, you know, somewhere down the line, I think, you know, you have to look at the schools in the Big 12 North. Of Missouri, I think, makes the most sense from a population standpoint, television markets. I think it's all being driven by the Big Ten television network, and I think Missouri would be the most attractive. Nebraska obviously has a tradition as far as football goes, and also the people scattered across the country who would bring some immediate credibility. You know, Husker fans in Arizona or California would be more apt to get that Big Ten network if they knew the Cornhuskers were there. But, you know, if they're talking about bringing 5 teams in, I think Jim Delaney probably just doesn't stop at those schools, or even Notre Dame, which told him no. I think he's got to go out and really think of making a big score. And I think if you start looking at that, there are 3 places that he could go to. I think first and foremost Texas, and then I think Florida and North Carolina. I know it doesn't make sense from a geographic standpoint or anything like that, but he's looking to drive that television network off the ground, and I think if that's the case, those markets in the Sun Belt of Texas and Florida are some of the biggest and the best they could find. I don't think either one of those schools would leave. I think Texas has it too good in the Big 12 now, the way the revenue sharing's done. They would never consider going off to the Big 10 because that's a true revenue sharing where everybody shares equally. But I think it's something they've got to look at, you know, and there's a lot of places. I think that will be the thing that really starts the dominoes falling. I think if that was to go, we'd have changes in the Big East, perhaps, maybe the Mountain West, maybe the Pac-10. And I think it brings a lot of interest and excitement into college football and college sports in general.
I guess it gives us something to talk about a little bit for a while as Tim Griffin joins us here from ESPN.com. Before we dive into the bowl games, Tim, just a couple more your thoughts, I guess, on coaching situations. Were you surprised that Hawkins is back at Colorado, and what happens to Mark Mangino now?
No, I wasn't really surprised that Hawkins came just from a strict financial standpoint. I didn't think that Colorado could afford to pay him off through the end of his contract and then go out and hire somebody else. So I think they give him one more year. I was just doing something on that'll be up in a few minutes on some of the underappreciated players in the conference. And I was looking at the roster. They've got some guys coming back. I think that if they could stay away from some of the stupid penalties and some of the fundamental breaks they had, I think they've got a shot to be right back in a bowl hunt next year. 5, 6, 7 wins, something like that. I don't think they'll contend with Nebraska and Missouri, but I think they'll be right up there. And also, for the standpoint, as far as what Mark Mangino goes, I saw where he was able to settle for about $3 million on his deal, which is about half of what he was looking for. That's a lot of money. I think he can kind of sit back and take his time. I don't think he's going to get as good a coaching opportunity as he had at Kansas going back into football. I don't know if he'd be satisfied going back and being an offensive coordinator somewhere that was where he was most successful, at Oklahoma or Kansas State. I've heard some stuff about him maybe going to work for the Chiefs as far as being a scout, just to kind of keep his fingers in football for the time being. But, you know, from the standpoint, I think he could just kind of sit back and be choosy. I think a place that goes after him, they'll have to go out and, you know, get some kind of indication from him that he's not going to have the problems as far as anger and some of the things that surfaced from reports that players had to say before he gets that other chance.
Tim, coaches on his staff, Dave Beatty recognizes being one of those solid recruiters out there. Where do you see a guy like him ending up?
You know, I think that Dave would be an ideal addition to almost any team. I think especially he would be strong somewhere in the Big 12 North because he does know his way so well around the back ways of Texas. He's done a great job in those areas in Dallas. I think he was responsible for getting Desmond Briscoe into that program. Desmond Briscoe was an under-recruited guy who most teams weren't willing to take a shot on. Beatty went up and kind of crafted him where he became one of the four or five best receivers. But, I could see him going a lot of places just mainly because of what he's been able to accomplish in the state of Texas as far as recruiting goes.
Tim Griffin's the Big 12 blogger for ESPN.com, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's start taking a look at those bowl games. 8 Big 12 teams are in, and as you said, you've made your predictions, and you like Texas Tech the best out of all the Big 12 teams to roll Michigan State. Michigan State, of course, not going to be at full strength, but that's probably not the most intriguing matchup of them all. Most intriguing, and a little comment there, I guess, on Tech maybe getting things off to a good start.
Well, you know, from the standpoint, I think that'll be a good game for Texas Tech. As far, I liked him anyway, even before all the suspensions and probation came from Michigan State, from all those guys who were involved in that ruckus at the student union with the fraternity that basically has cut their depth, particularly in the secondary. They were already struggling as far as being able to go out and do much on in pass defense. I think it's a made-to-order kind of matchup for Texas Tech, whoever plays quarterback for them. I know Mike Leach has come out and said that Taylor Potts is going to be a starter for that game. I still look for Stephen Sheffield to get a shot to come in and play a little bit in that game as well. I think whoever is out there for Texas Tech, though, is going to have a lot of success, and I really like them to go out and score a lot of points against Michigan State. I think this is the best battle for any Big 12 team as far as matchups goes for a potential blowout. I think they've got a great shot of going out there and really imposing their will early on Michigan State.
Tim, you like Missouri over Navy, but Navy's offense poses a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Well, I would say that, you know, they would give problems to a lot of teams, but the reason why I think Missouri will be successful is they really played good against the run down the stretch. I think that was especially the case. It really kicked in for them after the Nebraska game and the way they were gashed by Roy Helu in that fourth quarter, some of the passing as well. But I look for them to really, I like Navy. They've got a kid, Ram Vela, who grew up about 4 or 5 blocks from my house over here in San Antonio, who's one of their prime producers as far as an undersized 5'9" linebacker. And because of that, I just think that Missouri, if they come out and they're focused in that game, I think they've got too much talent. I think this is a game that Denario Alexander can go out and rip those 5'9", 5'10" quarterbacks that Navy has apart if they get him the ball enough.
If you want to see Tim's picks, all you have to do is go to ESPN.com, go to the Big 12 section on the college page, and you can see them all. He takes in his confidence Texas Tech to beat Michigan State, Missouri over Navy, Georgia to beat A&M, Oklahoma over Stanford, Mississippi over Oklahoma State, Arizona over Nebraska, Iowa State over Minnesota, and you give Texas as your least confident pick over Alabama. But your thoughts on the Arizona-Nebraska game?
I knew we'd come to that sooner or later. I actually was joking with a couple of people in the Nebraska staff that I talked to earlier this week. They probably paid for me to pick that because I picked Clemson to beat them last year. But I don't know. I just think that it's going to be a good ball game, I think, and especially if Nebraska's defense comes to play. But I think they're going to see a team in Arizona that's kind of a carbon copy of them. And, you know, I'd love to see Nebraska go out there and win that game. The only thing that gives me pause is the way that the offense struggled down the stretch against good teams and bad teams. You know, I saw them go out and score 17 points on Kansas State. You know, they went for 4 field goals against Texas. The struggles they had against Texas Tech, the struggles they had against Virginia Tech early in the season with 5 field goals. They can't afford to do that and think they can win a bowl game against a team like Arizona. And I think that Nick Foles, the quarterback with Arizona, will be able to go out and make enough plays. I think it'll be a close game, maybe something like 21-17, or with Nebraska playing, probably more likely to be 17-14, 14-10. But that's going to be one of those games. And you know, I really enjoyed watching the Cornhuskers play this year because it was so different than the football that we'd seen across the Big 12 over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, where offenses were so predominant. Shoot, it was fun for me to see those 13-12 games or 9-7. And it'll be interesting to see what goes on, if they can make any kind of changes in that. Not only in the bowl game, but also in the next season, because I think that's a question mark that most people have about Nebraska to really become into the national lead again, if they're going to have to get some more offensive firepower to get there.
Well, those 2 scores Tim mentioned weren't really fun for Husker fans, but it's kind of funny on his blog, Daddy. earlier this week in the Journal Star, Brian Christopherson wrote about how Sean Watson said that the offense is getting back to basics and going back to spring ball type of things. And Tim says, can the Huskers' offense be any more basic?
Well, we saw basic all year, Tim. I got to ask you about Ndamukong Suh. The pressure he was able to put on Colt McCoy, well, and any quarterback throughout the league. You've got a chance to follow the Texans, the Oklahomas. You're as close as anybody to those programs as far as people that cover them. Is he as strong as anybody you've seen while covering Big 12 football?
Yeah, I think that the only defensive tackle who I've seen that's been able to dominate games at the college level like he did was, I go back a long ways, but I was around the Southeastern Conference. Reggie White was there in the early 80s, and I think he was every bit the kind of player that Sue is, just could go out and impose his will on people. You know, I look at what he was able to do against Texas. Chris Hall, on one poll, was a national All-American at center for them and had no clue against Sue. One of the guards really struggled against him. He was an all-Big 12 quality player. I think Sue came out and really had a big season. And I think it's only going to go on once he gets the opportunity to play at the next level. I think he's going to be the kind of guy that can really go up. And, you know, I've always heard pro scouts tell me that the toughest position to find a player who can be a quality player at the NFL for a consistent basis is at defensive tackle. They're always a premium at them, and they're always overrated in the draft. If you go back and look, I think they typically tend to get picked up almost as much as quarterbacks. But I think, you know, like you said, Ndamukong is as good a player as I've seen in the Big 12 defensively, and maybe on offense as well. The only players I'd say that I think were right up there maybe that were pro-ready like he would be maybe Adrian Peterson.
Tim Griffin with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts on the national championship game. Nobody likes Texas, I think, because of their performance against Nebraska. Everybody loves Alabama because they thumped Florida, and we've been around long enough, Tim, to know that that changes in a hurry, especially when you've got 30-plus days off.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And, you know, don't discount the whole idea that Texas hasn't been reading all the press clippings of people telling them how bad they were and how good Alabama is over the last 2 weeks or so. I saw a note today that their fans at Alabama have already started printing bumper stickers for a 13th national championship. Something tells me that clip is going to end up on the wall at the Texas Workout Center in the next couple weeks as far as all that goes. This is a good Texas team. I don't think it's nearly as good as the 2005 national championship team. the thing that's always impressed me is that they've been very resilient. They've been able to go out and do the things they've needed to do to win. And a couple of reasons I think that they're going to be able to be successful against Alabama. First of all, I think they're going to go out with Colt McCoy and use some short, quick passes against a secondary that was good in the SEC, but I don't think they've seen the collection of talent that they are going to face from Texas. So I think that's one thing. And another reason why I really like Texas in this game, and, you know, and I had them as my 1 point. I don't know how much I really liked them, but I do think that they look like a good pick as a 5.5-point underdog right now. I think Will Muschamp, and the knowledge he has of Nick Saban and his whole system and being around him not only at LSU but following to Miami, I think that's invaluable as they try and crack the code of that offense to figure out what Greg McElroy and what Mark Ingram will be doing as far as Alabama goes. I think Alabama played its best game of the season against Florida in that SEC championship game, and I had an opportunity to watch them play against Auburn in the Big 12, or in their next to last game. That was a game that Ingram really struggled at. But the thing that impressed me, very much like Texas too, is that they are a resilient bunch. They did what they had to do. They scored a game-winning touchdown on the road on the final possession with Ingram hurt to try and basically extend their season and take them into that championship game undefeated. So I think you're going to see a game like that, much like the Nebraska Arizona game. You're not going to see a lot of points in there. It'll be points at a premium. And I think that the team that wins the special teams in this is going to be the one. And, you know, I've been impressed with what Texas has been able to do as far as the kickoff returns and the punt returns by Jordan Shipley. You know, there's a chance that DJ Monroe might be back to be able to play that game. He was as good a kick returner as there was in the country at the start of the season. I think he still leads the country with an average of about 36 yards. So from that standpoint, I think that the special teams will be something that really settles that. But I think, you know, that typically, you know, that Texas has got a couple of psychological things going that I think will really work in their advantage.
Tim, we go to the Dem Popper inbox. This comes from Trent. He wants to know just your overall thoughts on the Big 12 officiating.
It left some to be, consider, especially in that game against Nebraska and Texas. I was surprised by a couple of those pass interference calls, and especially the timing of it. It seemed like Texas got the benefit of a couple of big calls. But it did seem like, more than anything else, that it was very, very uneven over the course of the season. I'll tell you what I'm going to be interested in as well, is once we get out to the bowl games and you start seeing some different officiating crews, keep an eye on how many holding penalties are called against Big 12 teams. Traditionally, those are the kind of things that you don't see called very often in Big 12. But it really hurts them once they get into the Big 12. So take a look, you know, like at the Texas defense or offensive line when they play against Alabama, trying to protect against Terrence Cody. It'll be interesting also to see Nebraska go against that Arizona front. But that's something that we've seen Big 12 teams struggle with in bowl games, and I'll be curious to see how it happens again this year.
You mentioned that Big 12 championship game, a couple chop blocks called, but not one hold. Sue never got held once in that game.
As far as you know.
You know, and I think if you look at Big 12 games as a body over the course, you see holding calls flag much less in that conference than you do in games in the Big Ten or the SEC or the Pac-10. And I think it really shows up when you watch bowl games. And I think that's been a reason why the Big 12 has struggled so much in bowl games over the last few years, is some of the better teams have really struggled getting some offensive continuity because of critical penalties. I know it really affected Oklahoma, not only in the national championship game last year, but the game against Boise the year before that. You know, every time he seemed to pick something up, it was first and 20 for the Sooners. And keep an eye on that in the bowls, because it's something that's been a trend over the last 4 or 5 years that I've really noticed.
Tim Griffin of ESPN.com. He's been more than gracious with a lot of time here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning, so let's let you get out of here with this one, Tim. What was the biggest surprise to you in all of the Big 12 this past season?
You know, if you look at things, I would guess probably one of two things. I think the two surprise teams in the Big 12 North really jumped up. I think Kansas State, with what Daniel Thomas coming into that program as a junior college quarterback, he emerged as the leading rusher in the Big 12. You know, they went out with Grant Gregory, a guy who came in as a transfer from South Florida. And they finished at 6-6, but they had a chance to play for the Big 12 North Championship in their final game. The only reason why they're not playing a bowl game is because they played too many cream puffs in non-conference. I was impressed with what they did, and I was also very impressed with what Iowa State did. I think that Paul Rhodes really brought some excitement back into that program. You know, they jumped past Missouri and Texas A&M to get to the Insight Bowl with a 6-16. Obviously, you guys are familiar with what they were able to do when they went up to Lincoln and won that game, which ultimately got them into a bowl game and made Paul Rhodes a YouTube staple for the inspirational stuff that they were able to do in that game. I was really impressed by what both those guys did over the course of the season. I think, you know, I don't know if it's a one-season wonder or not, because I think both teams had easier schedules in the North Division. And that's why, also, I think that Turner Gill might be situated for good things this year, or in his first year, is because Kansas all of a sudden gets that easy North Division schedule. They put away Texas and Oklahoma and get everybody else good down in the South. And I think that's going to be something to really watch for the Jayhawks. But I would. I'd say Kansas State and Iowa State were my two surprises.
Got to be honest with you, Tim. I know you do a lot of radio interviews, but that was very well done. I really appreciated the time you gave us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, well, guys, have a good holidays. Enjoy those bowl games.
All right, take care, Tim. Talk to you again soon. Thanks, Gear. He'll also be taking care of basketball and everything that is Big 12. Tim Griffin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get close to lunch, hang out, talk about the plans for the weekend with your friends and coworkers at the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island and Kearney. It's the best place to watch all those sports in town, every college football game, every bowl game, every championship game, all the NFL. Husker Bowl game, Monday Night Football, when you can get $2, you call it. Almost any drink in the house is just $2, and it's all while you're enjoying either a lunch special or maybe something in the afternoon or evening. Great sandwiches, chicken fried steak sandwich, Philly steak, prime rib, pulled pork. They've got pizza. They've got the best wings in town. They've got steaks for you. They have got burgers.
Ribs, pizza. The list goes on and
maybe
on.
Maybe you just want a salad or an appetizer. They'll take care of you as well. Try the Chislik, the melt-in-your-mouth, tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. It's only at the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week for you in Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy's selections for the weekend when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Man, I love the holidays. All that great football. Sit down, watch it on TV. Oh, wait, holiday Christmas shopping. Ah, not so fast. How about going online, proflowers.com, and ordering things for the ladies in your life? 12 candy cane roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. ProFlowers also has an exclusive deal for radio customers. Get 6 extra roses and chocolate truffles to go with your bouquet for just $10 more. Do you want to miss the football games? Do you want to battle the traffic? Either do I. You can't lose. Gorgeous roses, guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. Go to proflowers.com, look at the mic upper right-hand corner, enter the password Colin. This is your last day to order. Don't wait. You must order by 6 p.m. today to get Christmas Eve delivery. Proflowers.com or 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Colin.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's the NFL on ESPN this Sunday.
This Sunday, quarterback Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears fly into Baltimore to take on Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens will try to get the win at home and try to stay in the conversation for the wild card in the AFC, while the Bears will try to play the role of the spoiler on the road. It's the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday on Sports USA.
The Bears, Ravens, Packers, Steelers, and Vikings, Panthers are NFL triple headers Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness at times through the day today. There's still a slight chance of some flurries early. Then could see a little patchy drizzle or freezing drizzle in pockets later on today with highs of 37. Northwest winds stay at 5 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
It's that time, the final segment of the week. It's Friday, and time for Daddy's NFL college and NFL selections for the weekend. He's 52-45 on the year. Daddy, now it gets serious. NFL teams, you never know who's playing, who's interested. College teams, who's there, who's interested, who really wants to win those bowl games. Let's hear it.
Well, it's championship weekend. I'm going to pick those three championship games. We start with Montana versus Villanova in 1AA football. Perennial Big Sky Conference power Montana. This is last year's national runner-up. They try again for the third crown. Third crown. The Wildcats, first-time finalists. I think it's experience. I think it's 14-0. Montana finding a way to get it done versus Villanova. I head to Division III football, where Mount Union brings a 29-game winning streak into its fifth consecutive title showdown with the Warhawks of Wisconsin Whitewater. Both of these teams, a perfect 14-0. That's 28-0 combined on the year. But if you're bringing a 29-game winning streak in, you're pretty much the best team in the land. I will take Mount Union from Ohio, 14-0, to advance to 15-0 and bring home the Division III title. I head to NAIA, where I find it interesting that Sioux Falls will drive through Linwood, Missouri, on their way to Rome, Georgia, to play this game. Nonetheless, they are riding a 28-game winning streak, and its fourth NAIA title in a row. Sioux Falls, too much, too early, too often. A lot of points scored, though. 55.5 a game for Linwood, 53.6 a game for Sioux Falls. I will take Sioux Falls in that one. Those are the three picks, Montana, Sioux Falls, and Mountain Union. I head to the NFL, find it interesting, Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Find it interesting, Pittsburgh's a 1.5, maybe 2-point favorite. I'm telling you right now, Pittsburgh finds a way to knock off the 9-4 Green Bay Packers. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers by two. Lay the 2 points. Take Pittsburgh at home to advance, to get back to 500 on the year. This is too proud of a team to lay down and die here towards the end of the year. I head to tomorrow night's action, the Saints at the Cowboys. The Cowboys have to win. You know what? I already said no, they won't. But I think they keep it interesting enough. I think they keep it within 8.5 points. I'll take 8.5 points, and I'll take the Dallas Cowboys. In my third and final game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks by a touchdown. You know what? The Bucs are not good. They continue to be not good. The Seattle Seahawks playing at home. Hasselbeck's 3-0 against the Bucs. I will take the Seattle Seahawks in that third and final game. Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks. Those are my three NFL selections.
Yeah, there's a couple of teams that, three teams that have to travel a long way coming up on Sunday, and should be some interesting matchups. Coming up Monday, we'll get a chance to take a look at where we set again in the NFL playoff situation. We'll also have some more special guests as we get ready for the bowl game between Nebraska and Arizona. We'll also take a look at how UNK, Hastings College, and the Huskers wrapped up their pre-Christmas portion of the schedule. And there's some high school basketball going on next week as well. We'll preview that. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, among our guests next week. We'll talk UNK Athletics. Kevin Lofton's going to join us next week, talk about the men's program. Lopers playing at UNO tonight. So a lot of things that we've got lined up for you next week. And we'll keep an eye on how our four bowl finalists for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em make their selections as they go for the two Lazy Boy recliners. We want to thank Tim Griffin of ESPN.com, the Big 12 blogger, for joining us on the show today and going down what's going on with the Big 12 and all eight bowl games that they are competing in.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show, Sunday to Brass, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.